This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Ryssdal. If you need another yardstick for the recovering construction business, how about this one? Work for Architects. It's back, at least according to an index of architecture billing. And November was the highest that's been since before the recession. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Architects got slammed when the housing sector cratered, but the latest index shows they're now getting more work. And Tom Gallis already knows that. He's a partner of an architecture firm in the Washington area.
We just today heard that one of our very large projects in the Pentagon City and Crystal City area is moving forward aggressively. This is over 700 residential units with a Whole Foods store at the base.
For a while, firms got work mostly planning projects. Now they're getting built. The index finds the best part of the sector is residential, ahead of office buildings and schools and hospitals. Economist Kermit Baker is with the American Institute of Architects.
We're starting to see some stability in house prices, and I think that's pretty important. Not too much incentive to buy a home if you think it's going to decline in value.
As far as jobs, November saw 2,400 new architecture and engineering spots. And despite new technology pushing out workers in other sectors, it's tricky for robots to design buildings. Doug Noble teaches architecture at the University of Southern California.
For decades, I've heard the story about, you know, technology means we can be smaller and have fewer employees, and we only need four architects for the whole country, and that'll be good. But I don't see that in the real world.
Noble thinks the future of the industry includes lots of energy-efficient buildings. Yeah, the green fad is come and gone, he says, but this time seems different. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.